Well, this is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship out of St. Augustine, Florida. My name is Van, Van Patterson. It's a little after 7, like 2 minutes. Being obedient is a key. So I'm going to open up with a word of prayer. So, Father God, give me guidance and wisdom and direction on the words that I need to speak tonight from you and to all the laborers that I have out there. And these words will resonate and correct and reprove and direct me and in instruction and righteousness. Because your word is for doctrine, reproof, and correction, and instruction in righteousness. So I thank you for all that in the name of Christ Jesus. Well, I was listening to a bunch of teachings. I got halfway through one of the podcasts on Grace Luth, Grace Luth, Grace Love and dot com. I listened to three of them so far, and then there's a half one I've gotten through, which I need to finish up in the morning. And that one, the one that I got halfway through, really stoked some areas where I'm at now in reference to thoughts and thinking and emotion and things like that, paradigms, patterns. And these are all things that are meant to stop us and meant to hold us back. And it's only by our free will that these can be removed. God doesn't instantly, by your free will, he can instantly take them away. Absolutely. Because he can do anything miraculously. And that's like a minor miracle for him. But it's by your free will that things have to be, you have to be humble and meek and go to him with these things that are on your heart. And so he knows the things that are on my heart. He, after listening to that, those paradigms, patterns were. I mean, obviously, I knew they were there, and I know there's a lot of them there. They that are hindering, and they're in the process of being removed quickly, actually, because I can see them, because I'm able to do things now where just 2, 3 weeks ago, maybe, I was not able to do. And so God is a God that's in the job of doing the impossible. What might seem impossible to like someone like myself, or it might seem very easy to someone else, he's able to do it. So he's an individual God that works with every one of us individually. And he does it tenderly. Now, even if you don't and you decide by your own free will that you don't want these things removed or don't want them, he never leaves us and never forsakes us, and he would never go away from you. We can never even leave him. If you read, I think it's Psalm 139, I'm not exactly sure, but it talks about, if you even if you're in the sea, if you're in the night, it's light to him. So there's no place that you can go that he doesn't know where you're at. Especially, well, obviously everyone, because he's the creator of everyone and he loves everyone. There's no one better. Obviously, we who are believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, he's got, I don't want to say a special eye on, but he's definitely looking after us, because we have accepted the complete work of Christ Jesus. So he is there for us and there for us for growth, outreach, for the ultimate movement of his word, which he wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And so these paradigms and patterns that are in our lives that say things like, and I remember Lawrence talking about one time, well, if you say there's going to be no laborers, well, there'll be no, or nobody wants to hear the word. Well, then, you know, you, if you say that, then that's what will happen. So those are some of them that could pop up. They're all, but I've been listening to the, and I encourage everybody to go back and listen to when you got time to, and when God moves with you, because he's definitely moved with me. I'm on the third one right now, paradigms and patterns. I think that's what they're called. Paradigms and patterns. It's based off of Romans, 12, 1 and 2, talking about, renewing your mind. I used to hear that a lot. I mean, that was like, it might as well have been the theme at a lot of gatherings or fellowships that I went to, renew your mind. One time I had somebody do the forget the past and press toward the future. And that's great. But there was no direction after that. It was just words. Okay. But with no heart behind it, as far as I was concerned. And in the situation I was in at the time. And so walking by the Spirit of God takes mental effort. It takes free will effort. It takes discipline. It takes obedience. And these are keys. And I know Lawrence was, he meant, I just heard one where he's in the introduction to the paradigms. He said he doesn't like the word keys. So I forget the word he used, patterns. Or whatever, or practices. I forget what he used, but these are some of the things that we do, in order to, have God remove those. Like, for example, like if you feel less than, well, what is the opposite of that? You're more than enough. By through who? Through Christ Jesus. He's completed us. We're more than enough. I'm more than enough. I don't need any validation outside of what my father's word said. It's nice to hear sometimes, like, hey, like for example, at your work, someone comes along and they either write you a letter or, and I remember I was going through the garage, me and Brenda, I was pulling out stuff from years past, and I saw these letters, that were, written. You did a good job. You did this. You did this. You got nominated for this. They mean nothing. It was nice at the time, but in reference to my life at the time, they might have got me promoted. They might have got me, some more money. They might have got me some more accolades. But they really meant, nothing, at the time. Now. So, I just tore them up and just tossed them away, because we're cleaning out the garage. So anyway, these patterns and paradigms and old processes, things that you remember, past mistakes, whatever they might be, they can hold you back. So you have to lose your life, lose it in the sense of, putting on the new man. And I remember being taught one time and also looking at the words that were there when it was putting on the new man, and it was, and reckoning the old man dead. Putting on the new man was like putting on, in the Greek, it was like putting on garments, putting on clothes, putting on clothes. It's the best I can describe it. In other words, you removed the old man. In other words, he's dead. I love how Danny says that all the time. Reckon the old man dead. Reckon him dead. So, those are things that God is working with me. He's actually given me words, and things to do in order to continue the growth that he has going in my life. Because for me, and someone very, very wise told me one time, obviously he didn't make this up. If you're not growing, you're dying. So, and that's true. Now, there's a time for rest, and on my Connect, I just floated the idea. Float meaning an American. I just threw it out there. I didn't really ask. I mean, I was asking, but I didn't really ask. But I know from the teachings that I've been receiving that ceasing from your works is a fine line between ceasing from your own works and I can do nothing on myself and being obedient and being disciplined. So these are all patterns and paradigms that God is working with me and putting me where I need to be in order to have all the laborers that I do have that are coming to my fellowship, all the laborers that are on their way, I don't have to do anything about. My Father will bring those. I just need to stay focused, stay thankful, stay grateful, take the thoughts and tell them to get the F out, whatever they might be, because there's many of them that come through the day, especially in times like this. Like we've got a big South Carolina meeting coming up, and so obviously there's going to be extra pressure, extra what does it say in Romans? Tribulations, mental pressure, and things like that that come to you. Now whether they're from the God of this world or whether they're from little triggers from other people, or whether they're from my own thoughts. It doesn't really matter. What matters is I take them and I lasso them, like I was told, and I take them and I lasso them and throw them the F out and replace them by speaking in tongues and also, obviously, with putting on my Father's words and putting on the new man, like you would put on a garment, which is for me is a good mind picture. You put your shirt on, you put your pants on and go off. Now, obviously that new man is complete. There's nothing really we have to put on, but God gave us that figure of speech, a mind picture in the Greek to see it more fully. Just like the whole Bible is filled with figures of speech. When they got taken to Babylon, I mean, for the third time back in, I think it was Jeremiah or wherever it was, each time Nebuchadnezzar came down and took them, at one point, Jeremiah was told to pray for the people in that area, which was Babylon, and give your sons and give your daughters in marriage and pray for them. And that must have been really tough to hear because they were being taken from the temple, taken from Jerusalem, taken from the where it just got destroyed for the well, the two times they didn't completely destroy it, the third time he destroyed it, and so they had to go there for 70 years. And they ended up staying there, and there was no coming back. There's people there that were there that passed away there, and there's also people that there when they got the chance through the Persian king to come back did not want to come back. They wanted to stay there instead of going back. Which hey, that's their free will decision. It always comes back to free will. It always comes back to your heart. So back to where I'm currently at. Growth, growth, growth is the key. And to keep moving forward, keep pushing forward. And these are areas that My Father is continuing to work with me and guide me in and give me direction and wisdom. There are areas where I can see that my sometimes it feels like I'm on a rocket ship fast tracking. Other times it feels like I got my wheels of a vehicle stuck in the mud and you're spinning them. But I know those times, which are challenging, are some really growth times, because when you catch traction again, you come shooting out like a rocket ship. So you just have to sometimes go, for me, sometimes I have to go through those and then come out and then ask God, okay, correct me, guide me, give me direction, give me wisdom on the next thing. Not that I'm done with that. Obviously, I know I'm living a new man. I love to say, or God's word loves to say, had the adversary known, he would not have crucified Christ, because he would love to have us isolated and just to be by ourselves, born again, and not moving the word, not speaking the word to anyone, no laborers coming. He'd be satisfied with that, because there's nothing he can do, because we're born again and there's not one single thing they can do. But the more than abundant life is there, and I desire the more than abundant life. So there's things that God is working with me on for the more than abundant life. And I find the growth in my area, I'm more calm, I'm more peaceful, I'm more understanding, I'm more tolerant. Now, if you ask other people, they might not necessarily say so, but I can see it in myself. And so that's the important thing. When I can see it, when other people can see it, it's really important too. But again, that outside validation is nice to receive, but you don't necessarily have to get that to continue to grow. The mindset is always grow, never stop growing, never stop learning. Now, it's one thing to learn and then apply the wisdom, because you can learn the Bible, you know, backwards and forwards. As a matter of fact, there's Stalin, I believe, which was a leader in Moscow, you know, killed like 300,000 people, or probably 300 million, I think. I forget how many he killed, but he killed a lot. He knew the Bible. He could quote it verse by verse. Well, what good did that do him? You know, the adversary still worked in his life. So we want to put on the new man, continue moving forward, be joyful, like I've been delivered with that joy, which I love. That, I mean, that's one of the greatest things that's, besides obviously salvation, that I've been delivered from, because everything was monotone, everything was calm. Now I've had to go back to that a little bit. God showed me, hey, you know, what to do. In other words, how to work. He's working with me, and I'm free will working with him. He doesn't stop working with me. I'm the one that stops working with him, you know, by my free will. But when I am working with him, he shows me and guides me in those areas, like, okay, don't take that as a insult, or don't let that distract you. Don't let that deter you. Don't let that move you to the left. Keep moving forward. Don't let that have you look away. Keep straight forward. Keep focused on me. Focused on me is the key. Staying focused on our Heavenly Father. Staying focused on all the things that He said. And I was listening to an audio book, and it was talking about Samuel. And Samuel went back and forth on David is okay, I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to kill you, David. David, I'm not going to kill you. I mean, like 15 times, something like that. But God always rescued David. David was so you can see why God said he had a heart after God. This one place where he takes one of the wives, Abigail, Nabal, I think his name there, or Nabil, forget the name, one of those two. His wife actually went out and saved him after he insulted the king. He didn't know who he was, I don't think. He's drunk, I think. And didn't know who he was. It's all spiritual, obviously, because everything in life is spiritual. And then David came and was going to wipe everything out, everybody, including her. But God worked in her to provide this feast for the men that were with him. And there's like 600 of them, I think. And she went out and had, I think, 20 donkeys or something like that. Or I forget how many. But she went out and she prostrated herself before David, and then spoke by the Spirit of God, I'll guarantee you, because David received it and was like, whoa, thank you for saving me from doing violence to something that I don't need to do, because David realized that God was showing him through her that he needed to just rest in his father, same as me, no different, rest in my father. And so when David did that, he was going, even though he was a man of war, he was going to shed blood. He didn't that day. And then later on, she went back and her husband had a heart attack, unfortunately. And, or whatever, I guess I'd say it's unfortunate. But anyway, David heard about it and David came back. And he wasn't a very nice man either, by the way. But again, there's nothing outside of God. God is a tremendous, loving, kind, tender father. So there's nothing outside. So, this guy's going to be getting up later and, get another chance, which is amazing. But that's a whole other story. But think about David hearing it and then going back and then taking her under his wing, or under his kingdom, and providing for her and whoever her housemaids were and her servants and things like that. So he provided for that, just like he did with Jonathan. He did the same thing with Jonathan. All this time, I think Saul, yeah, Saul wasn't even dead yet. Because David had so many chances to take vengeance, or because he got Saul tried to kill him so many times, but David would not sin against God because God had made him king, and God kept protecting him over and over and over and over and over. So those are the things that we can rest in. We can just relax in. We know that our Father is a tremendous Father. He's a Father of love and kindness and tenderness. The depth of it and length and breadth and width, we might not completely understand now, but in Ephesians, it gives you that to tell you that, to understand that. So that there's your growth. Every book you can grow in, every place that you read in God's Word, there's a place to grow. Just everywhere, there's an actual place to grow. So you can grow anywhere and everywhere if you're looking at growth. And so just being able to know about that and understand it is an amazing thing, because there's never a thing where it, about learning. You want to grow. Yes, you want to learn as much as you can about God's word, obviously, and about the completed work of Christ, but not applying it, not putting it in effort, not putting your free will into it and applying it. Like today is it's 7:27, And what I'm doing is I'm practicing. There's laborers that are listening. There's laborers that are already here. My Heavenly Father's here. I'm here. I'm gonna show some grace and ask Brandon to come in and share, and see if she wants to share. And but that was the theme, is to keep growing, to keep pushing forward, to keep moving forward. That's where God is working with me. My Father's working with me in. And he's a personal God. He works with all of us that way, individually. And as we do the things that are all principles, the connection is huge. There's one. The honoring God is huge. There's two. The speaking by the Spirit of God, three. Four, the speaking in tongues much. And five, I forget, but that's okay. God knows what they are. So practicing those five elements, five, which I know Lawrence has posted. I'm gonna have to slide over onto my WhatsApp app so I can remember them. I know I'm doing them. Confessions, huge. I go through in the morning, I go through the alphabet and pick the alphabet and go through it that way. And then during the day, I'll do other things, say things to myself. I've yet to do exactly what my father's told me to do, but I'm going to do that when I get a chance. Right now, I got things that are holding me back right now at this point. I just gotta pull off some time. I want it to be peaceful. I want to record it because God specifically told me to record my voice and to hear it, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. So when you hear your voice or you hear someone else's voice and it goes into your mind and into your heart, which is really your mind, the seat of your heart. Heart's just a physical thing that we use, that we say. But like Kim says, it's always about the heart. It's always about your free will. It's always about your desire. It's always about being humble and meek. All this wrapped up in your heart. Humble and meek, desiring correction, putting yourself under someone so that you can learn. There was somebody who, I think it was Paul that sat at the feet of Gamaliel. I think Lawrence mentioned that to me, that Paul sat at the feet of Gamaliel learning for so many years, the Old Testament. Or maybe that was someone else, I'm not sure. But anyway, the humbleness in that, going to someone, asking them questions, knowing that you, not thinking that you know everything, seeing that you desire to learn. See, because God knows your heart, and he'll bring those things once you have the desire to learn. And he's showing you those areas because he's moving within you to direct you to listen to this, to listen to this. I remember when Kim was in a taxi, I think, and she, which made a huge impact on me at the time. She was in a taxi, and the lady was obviously a Christian, and the lady was speaking, and the lady made a big impact on Kim. And then Kim came back and shared to us, which made an impact on me. So these sharings that we do make huge impacts on people, because what we're doing is these are not my words. These are my Father's words. Okay. I have absolutely no doubt about that. I could not bring up this. Obviously I listen to the thing on Abigail and David and Samuel, and I was listening to that just to listen to it during the day. And learn, and speaking in tongues is absolutely has absolutely built up the inner man in me to where it's just I'm an absolutely new man, and I can see it, and and spiritually feel it. And I have that amazing confidence of who I am in Christ, which is just an amazing, amazing step in the growth cycle and growth period. Cause again, you never stop learning. As soon as you think you know everything, you're done. Okay. So you always want to be humble and meek, and you always want to desire correction and reproof and direction, and instruction in righteousness. Because if you don't, well, then you're not going to grow, because you have to be humble in order to receive. You have to be meek in order to receive. Remember, Moses was meek. Remember, all the prophets and had to be meek and humble, because, man, if you look at all the records of them, of all the things that they went through, then you'll see that they had to be, because at times they said, hey, I'm done. I'm finished with this. I'm going to go. I'm not going to, I think Jeremiah even said, I'm not going to speak anymore. but it was welling up in his heart, in his mind, in his heart, his love for God, that he couldn't contain himself, and he had to speak forth. And there's times like that. And then there's times like he went through, because he's just like us, where we say, you know, I'm not going to speak, but you never give up. Never give up. Keep continuing to grow. So I'm going to ask Miss Branda. Branda! If she would like to share a little bit, and then I'll cut this off and send it away. I'll give her one more chance. Branda! She says, hold on. I'm holding. And here is Miss Branda. Here she is. Proverbs 31 woman.
Hello. Good evening. I trust you guys are enjoying your evening tonight. I have really just been listening a lot to the Word of God, and just in awe of you know, everything that he, his word says. I think that at times, I think we may not understand something. We may, read verses in the Bible, we have no understanding of them, and then other times we read them and it's like everything is revealed to us. And I think that is just the way God is. He reveals himself a little at a time, and he knows what we can handle, and he knows all about our expectations, our longings, the things that we want. In a perfect world, we would all want to just be able to live in peace, have a peaceful life. In reality, that is not the way it is. But life is what you make it. And you have to kind of be open to what the day brings. Today, I had a lot of paperwork to go through and filings to do. I got through a lot of it, but I did not finish all of it. And I was thinking to myself, I don't think I was this disorganized when I was working, because I had to keep things in order. Now, if you came and looked at my desk, it was somewhat messy, but I knew where everything was. So, that was always a plus. I think there are times that we look for answers. We pray for answers. And I think that God says yes, no, maybe, or sometimes he doesn't say anything at all. He just wants us to really seek him, and look for him and look for answers. This day, it's Monday, and Mondays are always hard because you've always, you've come off of a weekend and it's a little more relaxed, although our job this weekend was working on the garage. And we're trying our best to get things organized, but how organized can we be? How organized do we think we need to be? That is always the question. But we need to listen to the Word of God, seek the Word of God, search for answers if we need them, and always, in the Bible it says, you're to pray without ceasing. And when I do stop and God brings that to my remembrance, I do pray. I pray about all the situations going on in this world, and knowing that God is in control. Whether we think he is, we know deep in our hearts that he is. And maybe we don't understand why we go through the things that we go through, or why the things are happening the way they're happening. But we have just got to trust in God and know that he is always looking out for us and wanting the best. So that is about all I have to share today. And God bless. And I'm going to turn this back over to my wonderful husband. And he's going to probably close out with a word of prayer.
Well, sounds good. Well, Father good God, I thank you for just a great night tonight. I thank you for a peaceful night, great rest. I thank you for bringing the laborers in your time. I thank you for they're already here, actually, and I thank you for the movement of your word. I thank you for peace. All the world leaders, I thank you for them, and I thank you for our fellowship, and I thank you for the upcoming trip and all the things that need to get taken care of money-wise and otherwise, that all of those get taken care of and taken care of quickly. And I thank you for all of that in the name of Christ Jesus. And y'all have a great night. Love you.